Tax season is coming to a close. Many people hope for a big tax return, but not everyone thinks that way.
I'd probably rather get less held throughout the year. I guess I'm just one of the lucky people. The refund doesn't really matter that much to me.
No, I'd rather get a big tax return at the end. I just put it in my savings account.
When you are paying taxes, you're actually giving the government a no-interest loan. So instead of making interest on your own money, you're giving free money to the government. So you should always plan out to not have a refund at the end. You should spend your money appropriately throughout the year.
That was Andrew Tarek of Dormont, Chad Miller of Forest Hills, and Leslie Clapperidge of Collier Township. As part of our new occasional series, A Moment of Science, 90.5 WESA's Kathleen Davis talks with University of Pittsburgh business professor Nicole Coleman. She says paying taxes and getting a big tax return can be a pretty emotional experience.
Well, I think that the process of paying taxes and everything is very cut and dry and straightforward, right? But when it comes to money, it's ours, right? We worked hard for it and we want to be able to control our own money. And I think that when we talk about paying taxes, people generally feel pretty negative emotions towards it, right? This is money that you worked for and slaved over, and the government is taking a chunk of it. And so I think generally speaking, taxes are fairly negative emotional experience for most people.
So what is happening in the brain when we receive a windfall, like a big tax return?
Sure. So in the brain, we have this reward center. It's an area in our brain that responds anytime we experience something pleasurable. And that could be, you know, eating some chocolate. That could be watching your child take their first steps, enjoying the sun on your face on a rare spring day in Pittsburgh. Any of those things can light up your reward center in your brain, which causes your brain to release dopamine, which makes you feel good, relax. It actually lowers your blood pressure. Are all good things. And receiving a windfall, be it a nice hefty tax return or, you know, winning a lottery ticket, any of those kinds of situations also feel like rewards and light up that pleasure center and make us feel good.
And I'm guessing we don't get that same feeling when we put a little bit into savings each month.
Absolutely not. And that's really the crux of it when it comes to the tax refund and these windfalls is, you know, putting money away in savings. It feels like sort of the thing that you should be doing. It's a chore. It's not rewarding in the same way of feeling like some money has fallen into your lap, even though it was your money originally to begin with.
What's your recommendation? Should people save a little bit from each paycheck and have a lower withholding or withhold more each month to get a bigger tax return?
This is one of those kinds of situations where you need to look at yourself and you need to ask yourself how you behave, because the fact of the matter is the right thing, the economically prudent thing to do is to withhold less and put money in a savings account, because even though interest rates are low, there is interest that you will earn and you don't get that with withholding. But the fact of the matter is most of us don't do that, even though we know that we should be saving. And it's very hard to save. It's difficult because it's not rewarding, and it feels like you are deliberately reducing your take-home pay. And so, you know, you need to sort of look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know, as much as I might intend on saving, will I actually do it? And if the answer is no, that's okay. There's no judgment. That's fine. Then it makes sense to actually maintain the higher withholding and have that sort of forced savings that occurs with the refund that you get later in the year. The problem, of course, is that we don't treat the refund like savings. So when we get this windfall, we tend to spend more of it than we would if we were looking at the same balance in a savings account.
Nicole, thanks for speaking with me today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.